Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second, the left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third, the first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting sixth, the catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second, the second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting third, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Lane. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jerry Lane. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to third. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jensen moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Brown reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brown bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0-for-1 in the game. Lane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lane fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell strikes out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilbur hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Jerry Lane. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Goodman catches it and throws to first to double up Fitzgerald. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown bunts towards the mound. Masterson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Masterson. Bowling scores. Brown moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive towards short. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.